All right. Hey, everybody. Here we go. September call.
Yes.
Right on.
Yes. I've got a whole bunch of people. Jeff and Trinette are on. Travis. Awesome. Kimberly Figueroa.
There, so we can see Tammy Kurt De La Rosa, Kim and Kurt. All right. So first and foremost, and then Jessica. I saw Jessica's over here on Zoom. First and foremost, for all of those of you who came and attended the inaugural One conference, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your feedback and everything that you just being there. What a true blessing it was to see you guys and not do it via video. I'd rather have you guys here and talking to you guys, honestly. I wish we could do it. So, Travis, awesome to have you here. Carpenter, is great to have you here. So,
yeah. So, what do you want to talk about today?
So, we're going to get into a little bit of the position for the month that we always love to discuss, share with it with you guys, so that way if there's any questions about it, we have a question from Ashton that we definitely want to get into. Any questions from you guys? Definitely. What I do want to share, though, before we do that, Elisa and I have been talking with in regards to the conference and how well it went and turned out. So next year, 2019, there's already plans to do two of them. One in the spring, probably late spring, mid to late spring.
April-ish. Yeah. Kind of what we're thinking about right now.
So is that late spring or mid?
I don't know.
That's mid, I guess. All right, whatever. So we're looking at that being in Dallas, Texas, and then later in the fall, being here again in San Diego. So just put those in your calendars. We want you guys as Summit Partners to know that.
We don't have any dates yet. So no. If you're like, okay, well, tell me what dates. That hasn't been finalized. No. We're still looking for, I know, like, I gotta get close to you. We're still looking for a host location in the Texas area.
Yep.
So that will be... that will be forthcoming as soon as we know and everything's, you know, in place, then we will let you guys know. It will be Texas. We actually have a pretty large contingent of One family. In Texas, we know, I think there were four couples from Texas that made it out here.
Four or five
couples that made it out here. And Dallas is really easy. Just so you all know why we're picking Dallas or why we're looking at Dallas is that, Dallas is easy for people to fly to from virtually anywhere in the country. It's not a not a challenging flight. So we're looking to do that. And we know from so many of you that gave us feedback on where you want us to come, that there's a huge interest in having the One conference come to where you are. There are just a lot of logistics that we have to work out on our side. We're still waiting to get the video testimonials, which I know a lot of you participated in.
Thank you.
We've just been getting the pictures from the photographer, so we'll be dripping those out here as well. And for those of you that did attend, that had your pictures taken, I will make sure that you get those delivered to you in your email inbox because I want you guys to have those pictures. There are some incredible pictures that came out of the weekend. And like Tony said, it was just an honor to be with each and every one of you, to get to see the transformation. It's amazing what can happen in 8 hours. There were pictures of couples that we saw throughout the day where you could actually see the breakthrough happening. And that's an incredible thing to witness it. I mean, we hear it so often with the emails and with the hugs and all of that, but to actually see it in real time with you guys was just, it was
awesome.
It was awesome.
Yep. So, as many of you were here that night afterwards and sitting down with us, you know, the big ask, I mean, you guys even said, ask us, and really thank you guys for that. And so the big ask for right now is finding a host facility, typically, which we would love to be a host church. I think Shanna asked about, hey, is there a way for us to share, working on that stuff. So I'm working on those things, and we're going to get those out, like a full-on media kit, all those things. And we're just, hey, letting you guys know where the process is. You guys are the Summit Partners, and really want to keep you guys more involved of the day-to-day and what's happening here for us and what we're doing. So we'll make sure to keep those coming. All right, so let's jump in. So this month, the position was called Cinema, and it wasn't your intercourse. Vaginal intercourse. It was a oral sex position. And so with whenever we bring up, I think, an oral sex position, there tends to be a little bit of hesitation to that. And what does that look like?
Keep going. I want to hear where you're going with this.
Well, I always feel that when it comes to oral sex, in my opinion, especially when women are giving a blowjob, I feel like if there's one area that guys will come up to me and say, they're like,
I just wish my wife did that.
Exactly. I just wish my wife would give me a blowjob. And how do I make that happen?
Interestingly enough, I was having this conversation with some coaching clients today, and what I shared with her, and this, I shared it with her. Well, with them, the wife specifically on a call, was that sometimes the simplest thing that you can do in regards to oral sex is to actually change the position. Because for years, when it came to Tony asking for a blowjob, wanting a blowjob, desiring a blowjob, I fill in your verb of choice there, it was always in the same position. And I don't even know how we kind of stumbled upon just having variety in that position where I was like, oh, well, this makes it easier. And so that's why from time to time we will do the oral sex position and put them out here in the position, in the position paper. I'm like, in the position of the month, the position paper. Because sometimes it's the slightest variations that actually make it comfortable, that make it more enjoyable, that make it like, oh, well, we could try that.
And I would say too, here's the other thing though too, that Elisa and I learned giving and receiving oral sex on both ends. Shower. Be washed. If you need something to add flavor, go for that as well. We don't have any recommendations on that. We never used any ourselves. I've heard of others.
Pay attention for the position paper next month.
Yeah.
Or the marriage inspiration next month.
Yeah.
We'll have to just a little first.
Yeah. I showed Shanna the position paper while we were sitting in a movie. Mm-hmm. She didn't believe it was real. So it's called Cinema, and if you have not seen it, make sure you get into your members, the members area, or look up your position pose. And it's basically you're sitting side by side, and the wife would bend over at the waist, sort of on right. I mean, just at the waist, and there you go. That's the way it would be. So it's pretty straightforward. And again, what we're hoping for you guys, as well as us, is we're breaking out of those traditional things that we're doing.
Okay, so I got to the rest of the comment.
Oh,
she didn't believe it was real. We had all three kids in the movie with us, so it didn't go any further.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And here's the thing: with it called cinema, it doesn't mean you have to only do it in the movie theater.
Right.
Like, I know he's just having fun with it, but just throwing it out there, like you could be watching a movie at home after the kids are in bed.
Totally do it that way.
Yeah.
So have any of you tried it? Looking to try it? Are there questions about it that you're
I was just trying to read the details.
Tammy, yes to change positions. We have found our favorite go-tos and some we hated. Totally agree. You know, not everything is gonna be perfect. Make it work for you guys, as we've said in the past, you know. Make it if it's sort of weird or not interesting to be like on the edge of the bed with this one. If it's something like that, you know, make sure maybe you're sitting on your bed, you know, more like sitting your legs around.
A chair, on a couch, or, you know, things like that.
Yeah. So we're going to move on to the next thing.
I do want to say though, like you kind of glossed over it, and I think it bears just repeating. The cleanliness factor when it comes to oral sex can be a real stumbling block. So have the conversation with your spouse. You know, do I need to be showered? Is it easier for you if I'm showered? You know, because for one spouse or another, it may not seem like that big a deal, but if it's an obstacle or a barrier, eliminate the barriers, guys. Like, if your spouse needs you to be clean to perform oral sex, then do it. Then that goes husbands or wives. Like, don't let that be a thing that keeps you from doing it.
Doing that, yeah. Tammy asked, would people actually do this in a theater? Us as a couple probably wouldn't. I mean, that's not us. I would assume others would. Parked in the car watching the sunset? Like it, Kim. That's
people do that kind of stuff in theaters.
Yeah, sure thing.
People do all kinds of stuff in theaters. Sorry to burst the bubble.
But I like Kim's. Man, parked in the car watching the sunset on a bluff where there's no one else around. By all means, have fun with that. My goodness, that's a beautiful way to see a sunset.
You ready to Ashton's question?
Yeah, let's get to Ashton's question.
So some of you may have seen, she had posted earlier today, they are full on in football season, and Kate is a coach. So she, we actually know a lot of coaches' wives. Mm-hmm. That's just the world that we live in, being the parents of football players. But football season, and I think there are a lot of work seasons too, so I don't think this is just a football thing, where when you're in this season, everybody, you know, somebody has like all of the responsibility for the household, mm-hmm. and somebody is gone all the time. So that's the situation they're having. You know, Kate.
Paul mentioned, yes, if you're doing that in a theater or watching a sunset, that would be illegal. Yes, it is. And so as adults, we would tell each and every one of you, you take that upon yourselves to be within the law or with outside of the law.
You're responsible for your own actions is what he's trying to say.
Yes.
That's and whatever the consequences of those actions are, that's on you. Yep. Not on us.
Not on us.
So, kind of like we don't take responsibility for the babies that come out of the 7 days of sex challenge either, because we all know how babies are made. Same kind of thing.
Yep. But totally agree with you, Paul. I'm just saying people do that. You know.
So. Not that we're advocating it.
Yeah.
How about a moving car? All right. We'll do a show one day on cars, sex and cars. And
how about a moving car? Sure, why not?
That could potentially be even more illegal if you get into an accident. So just, again, be smart. Ashton's question went on to say, you know, how do we handle the intimacy lifestyle when I feel so drained and really just desire that emotional connection, mm-hmm. and Cade's schedule is such that we aren't really connecting so much. Mm-hmm. Kind of taking a little bit of liberty with what she said. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that it's one of the beauties of the intimacy lifestyle. The two of you, because you have this tool, you can actually have the conversations to say, what is our intimacy, all of it, going to look like in this particular season? Mm-hmm. Football season generally, and at the high school level, somewhere between November and December, depending on what state you're in. And so basically you're looking at August to November, or August to December.
August to December, yeah. If you go state finals and all that, yeah, you're into December.
You're into December. Sure. And so it really, you know, it gives you the opportunity to have the conversation. See, outside of the intimacy lifestyle, couples just stop having sex when these types of situations happen. And then resentment starts to build, fatigue starts to build, disconnect starts to build. And then you find yourself and it's like, how did we get here?
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of this. In speaking to you, Ashton, in particular, and to all of you who do have different seasons that you're going through each and every year. There will be seasons where you are full bore. There's a lot on your plate for 2 or 3 months or 4 months, and then it eases up. And so I think what really needs to be addressed for these folks in particular is, what are these 4 months, 5 months look like, mm-hmm. and what does the rest of the year look like? So it could be called our on season and our on plus season, or whatever you guys want to call it, so you guys know that we're making that switch to this next season of life. And it may go, you may have 2 or 3, but each season you're looking at it. So for Elise and I, it doesn't really change much right now in our lives. Just really hasn't. We don't have these where I'm flying around all over the country, or she is, or we're doing anything like that. So we can tend to keep it going. So when it does get busier, we just understand that, and we just have those conversations during our coffee break. How are we going to make it work? Mm-hmm. For a season, though, with football, especially when it's starting in August, you know, when you're starting, you know, your camps, and then two-a-days, and then you're in season, what does that look like? Days are longer. You're not around as much. Okay, so we've been doing 2 or 3 days a week. But now, due to this season, we're going to have to cut it back to 1. You know, we're gonna make these switches and these changes that we both agree upon and know that it can work for us. I would definitely make sure, though, that we're adding in, you know, those date times, day or night, the coffee breaks. I mean, the emotional side of your intimacy as well, not just the sexual. But you got to have a plan for it, just like you do on those other on the other times.
And I would say, you know, because I can hear the question as soon as you said adding date nights and coffee breaks. I can hear the response going, but we don't have time for that because there's no time.
Right,
because coaching is taking all of this. And so it's even looking at what are those small windows, right? Don't get so caught up in we've got to have a 2-hour date or we've got, where can you find those pockets? Maybe they're only 10 or 15 minutes,
right?
But to be really intentional, you may not get a full coffee break in. You might not, right? But to go, okay, we're just going to get, like, what are the three questions that we've got to get this month?
Yeah.
Or not this month, this week.
Or it's, you used to do a date every week during the summer when it's your slow time or other times of the year. We're now in season. You guys make it a point that it's one time a month. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those pieces. I think the key is, again, though, you guys just being open and honest with each other on during this season. And how are we going to make it work for the best of this season and during this season? And you guys know it's coming for you guys. And for others of you who know, like, if I'm right, Kimberly Figueroa, she just, your work schedule, if I'm right, Kimberly, is the fall is very busy for you because you're onboarding a ton of new patients or clients. And so knowing that, being able to talk to JR and say, hey, these 3 months are really busy. How are we going to change it up just for these 3 months? So we're still staying connected, but we're not holding ourselves to these expectations that we have when I am slower. Releasing that, understanding that, and tweaking, I think is a great question because it's something that we really haven't brought up before in the past. And I think it's something that needs to be adjusted. Again, you guys are on the same page. I would be talking about this. If you're in season right now, start talking about it. Make the adjustments now. If you're out of season, talk about it, make the adjustments. You know what I mean? The more you talk about it prior to being in it, I think the more success you're going to have, but it doesn't mean you cannot do it right now. You're in season. Let's sit down. Let's do it. Work, and Kimberly says, yes, very busy. We're working on it. I had a great walk and talk this weekend. Beautiful. There you go. Switch it up. I mean, we constantly are saying things are changing. And I think as we talk through this and having Ashton ask that question, I think that has to be the way to work through this.
Well, and again, I mean, it's just like all the tools that we do here at One Extraordinary Marriage, right? There's, you take the tool and you make it yours, and you make it yours for whatever season you're in. Mm-hmm. So it's saying, okay, we've got this framework. How do we adjust it? And at what point in time are we going to have the conversation? You know, so when does the season end? Mm-hmm. To have the conversation to say, okay, we're going to revisit this back in, you know, in December. You know, Tammy's putting up here, you know, rehearsal every night, 3 to 4 hours, right? And so, you know, we're going into rehearsal season for our other child. And so, you know, it becomes this thing where you've got to have the tools, use them. Mm-hmm. Because the tools that we share with you guys, the tools that are here, you know, in your membership group and things like that, the tools by themselves do nothing for you. They're literally, you know, downloads and sheets of paper, and they can't transform your marriage. What transforms your marriage is what happens when the two of you sit down and say, here's where we're at. Where do we want to be at the end of the season?
And I think with that too, though, because for me in particular, when stressful seasons come around and I'm in them, sex to me is that sexual connection, that physical connection is actually a release, which actually helps me. So we stick to what we normally do. And it is in those times, though, that I'm talking to Elisa and letting her know that it is stressful. So if we are able to use that bonus day in our week, can we do that more often? Which allows me just that, okay, sweet, it's a Saturday, we get to have fun, we get to enjoy each other, and we're moving on. And it's that stress release. So that's something for you guys to discuss as well.
Yeah.
Other questions? We got about 10 more minutes and we're rolling, but we want to make sure we honor your guys' time. We want to make sure we answer your questions. So if you have anything to say, say it, and we'll take it from there.
So while we're waiting to sit there and any questions, what was the highlight of the conference for you?
Highlight of the conference for me was seeing you guys. Truly, truly, truly. It was awesome to just be around each and every one of you, all those who attended. I like that way more. I mean, I know we started One Extraordinary Marriage with a podcast and everything, but I'm a relationship type person. I love just being around people. So it just made it, so awesome just to be around you guys, and not just at the conference either. Some of you, you know, came to Alex's game. We went out to dinner. We did lunch. We did different things together. And as Elisa said, you know, the one family is our family. And I truly believe that. I believe that if somebody here needed something from us, we'd be there. I mean, heck, today, one of you from the summit partners texted me and was like, Tony, I need to talk to you real quick about some stuff, some business stuff. And I was like, sure, let's talk. I got 10 minutes and let's do it. And so he and I just had a real quick chat and had to get a little face-to-face. Just had to have a tough little conversation with him, but it was good. So that's what it's about. Now Travis says, now that Shannon's dance has started back, we see each other less. Yeah, and she is more tired than me, and she is just killing it, man. I remember her saying how many people, how many classes. Yeah. She's just killing it. So yeah, Travis, I mean, this is that time where probably you guys need to reexamine while she's in this big fall push. Kimberly, you guys had me in tears talking about the conference. Oh,
we were in tears talking about the conference too.
Well, we're going to have you here next time, Kimberly, especially if we can get you in Dallas, which is in the spring, which allows you to get there. And East Coast probably like in 2020. I mean, it's going to take a little time to build these up. And from an organizational standpoint, we got to grow it. Yeah. You know, it was awesome to have around 100 folks here to make it possible to go to Dallas, East Coast, other places. We're probably going to need to be more like in the 300, 400, 500 and more. We just got to have more people in the seats. So as an organization, we have to see that happen. So
Tammy said today we had a lunch break instead of a coffee break because that's when we had time for it.
Yeah.
And, so, and that's the flexibility that we're talking about, right? That you make those changes.
And even your sexual intimacy. If your sexual intimacy isn't happening because of the late evenings, like Travis was saying, is it going to be morning sex? And that's a prelude to tomorrow's show releasing called Morning Sex. Because in the season, it's, oh my gosh, yes, you know, we have to find a time frame to make it happen. And if midday, evening, we're just so tired, can we get a good night of sleep and have that time in the morning to do that? Listen to the show tomorrow. We're going to go way much deeper in that. Late spring, guys, if possible. Do you also do enrollment in the spring too, Kimberly? I'm assuming there's enrollment spring and fall.
Probably.
Okay. So that's more of our plan. That's more of my plan. Like I said, getting more people into the conference. I want to push it latest spring as I possibly can because that just gives us a bigger window to get people, reach people, and talk to people.
Yeah, so. I just know it won't be the first weekend in May because we're attending
marriage retreat.
Yeah.
That we're speaking.
Yes, in May, yeah. First weekend in May. So I can tell you it won't be that weekend.
Anything else, you guys?
Thank you. Yes. Easter.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, no, we're not doing it over Easter.
Yeah.
I mean, we do a ton here at our church over Easter. So yeah. We
missed Easter at our own church last year because we were traveling because of the spring break and stuff. And
this year it's
I can't imagine that happening ever again. So
no.
You're good. You're good.
Do you guys like our sign in the back?
Oh yeah. So this right back here is just 80% of the time we are morning people.
Oh, nice. Yeah. No career professional after May 15th would be awesome.
Okay, I'm glad you guys are getting all your dates in. But this was actually the backdrop. We had this up in the lobby for the conference. And so
you'll see pictures.
If you saw
it.
Pictures of people that were posting last weekend, they were standing in front of this. And this is now obviously the backdrop for when we do our calls. It will travel with us.
Yeah.
So when you come to the One Conference, you can get your own picture taken in front of us. So All right,
you guys. So keep it up. Loving the engagement. Another ask before we jam. If you know a couple who needs what we have here at One Extraordinary Marriage, share it with them. You know, our goal with Position of the Month Club is really getting resource into people's hands, and more importantly, having them partner with us so we can continue to grow and reach more marriages. That's what it's all about. Being part of the Position of the Month Club is that. And for you guys also, obviously, we have three different levels. I honestly love the Summit Partner level because I get to hang out with you guys and we get to see you guys and there's much more interaction. And yet there are those who are happy at that $2 a month and being that partner. But share it with them. If you need resources from us, if there's something that you're like, hey, Tony and Elisa, I'd love to share this, but I need something, please ask. We'd be more than happy to make designs, graphics, whatever you guys need to share this with your churches, with other folks that you know, we can get those things done.
Yes. So the topic, Kimberly, real quick before we hop off, the topic for the show tomorrow is morning sex.
Yep.
And Trinette says, I've got a couple of friends listening now. And I did see that on her Facebook page. It was very fun to just see how she has shared that and what it's doing. And I think that's what we're seeing more and more.
Yeah.
What it's doing when you all share it with your friends. And then whether we're Facebook friends or, you know, you mentioned that you're at a conference and they are just like, oh my gosh, you got to see Tony and Lisa. Or, you know, they commented on your page. And it just strengthens your standing as a resource for them in their marriages, and that's so neat to see that empowerment of what you guys are able to do and how you're able to speak in your friends' lives.
Yeah. So again, if you see something, you're like, hey, I need this. It would be so helpful for me to share it. Just hit us up. Let us know. We'll make it happen. So love you guys. Thank you for jumping on for this month's monthly call. We'll keep you posted on what's going on. Hit us up in the Position of the Month group and. Until next time, have an awesome one. Love you guys, and we'll see you soon.
Definitely.
We'll figure it out. We'll see you soon. Love you guys.